Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. Building new commitments of hashtag social trust in our communities. This should be an interesting email for you to overview. A reply is expected but not required. Disclosure of intent for use of subjects article to produce animated spoken voice video content Crazy Talk Animator on YouTube is project intended for creations. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com Friday, August 3, 2018 at 12:21 a.m. 2. Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, M. Maynard at fapinfo.org. CC, Maritza Tona, exec director FAP 180 degrees about face. M. Tona at fapinfo.org, Bonnie at Relapuman, Hashnasorama-guardianship at GrewUpFlippin, administrative supervisor, webdomain /dph.spounty.gov/public-health-opening-square-bracket Ryan-White-program-closing-square-bracket-bflippin@dph.sbcounty.gov, Sulo, digital content manager Desert AIDS Project, slow at desertaidsproject.org. Spoken voice narrative note. Note, FAPINFO, org equals Foothill AIDS Project HIV, AIDS Social Service Agency of Southern California regional area known as the Inland Empire. Include author's hometown of San Bernardino, CA. End note. I forgot to include Sulo of Desert AIDS Project that has the following Glassdoor review in which I expose here completely open. This has not been explained to me that they have actually acknowledged the role of change that is being talked about from my perspective of conspiracy exposed. We know I am right. Don't insult my intelligence. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-desert-aids-project-rvw836859.htm. October 20, 2015. Helpful, 5. Desert AIDS Project logo. If you have integrity and concern for the AIDS patient, go elsewhere. Former employee, case manager in Palm Springs, CA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. I worked at Desert AIDS Project full-time, more than 3 years. Pros. Things have become very bad here. Cons. A true lack of care for the AIDS patients new to the area. Denial of medical is frequent for many unqualified reasons. Mostly, to save money and add perks to the current administration. This place claims to give treatment to the uninsured, but we have had to deny them treatment many times. Advice to management. Start over with a fresh group from the top down. I am sure that you all have been talking among yourselves what to do about me. Well, that is your problem of wicked problem to adjust a solution for. Not my problem of fault but your faults that need addressed. God forbids you to continue this conspiracy. It is hateful, it is harmful, and is destructive forces of trust, it is hateful to retaliate against me for bringing these truth forward. You all know it. Don't squiggle swarm your way from responsibility. Your employees can indeed place more confirming conspiracy truths on Glassdoor against the system fully. Are they gonna continue that reflect death to a certain class of client service or are they going to mean thrivability? What say you? / On Friday, August 3, 2018 at 12:07 a.m. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, wrote. Mr. Maynard, thank you for our first meeting that may upright a situation that is out of control with my client interface with FAP. We know that I am not going to stand by and allow things to be untold and silenced. That is for sure. I don't see how because I desire to have a voice in these matters does it allow me to be subject to discrimination by the social service side of a client interface. Moreover just discrimination, what I have experienced is total retaliation on the part of social service side of client interface against me. I can prove what I say is true if you just really review the Glassdoor section of the email that I am forwarding to you that you were given the hard copy print version of to place into my file. I want the record to show that I am here innocent of wrongdoing before we start and that I am not the culprit causing chaos in the community affairs of social lifestyle. I did not make up this conspiracy. This conspiracy is long-term formed from the beginning of the Ryan White Care program and it is a wicked problem in social injustice to allow to continue anymore. It serves no purpose but to continue a loss of social trust. What the social science research is finding is that loss of hashtag social trust is actually a pathway leading to violence, murder, and mass shootings. Like I said, I did not make up this conspiracy but I aim to define it, capture IT's ill effects on our community, and stop it at all cost to insanity that allows it to continue. Their continued hate agenda for them to hold a secret of hashtag conspiracy exposed in HIV, AIDS social services that should be placed to the status of hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate SOSIP. Glassdoor Reviews, Image Proofs, Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, Cascade AIDS Project, Portland Oregon Regional Service Area, Desert AIDS Project, and Spoken Voice Narrative Correction Change Address to Glassdoor Organization. Content directory, Letterofac Inspiracy Exposed.mp3, to Glassdoor, Ray Ryan White Curry Act HIV AIDS Service Agencies.mp3, Other Regions Research, DIR, HIV AIDS Services Organizations Employer Views, Please do not insult my intelligence and tell me that this conclusion of hashtag Conspiracy Exposed is not accurate to the facts showing disclosed against the Ryan White Care Act of Social Service Agencies nationally systemic. On Glassdoor, Foothill AIDS Project has a reviews showing in the lack of trust. We already are showing a trend here at your agency to be inclusive of this conspiracy, not external of it. I am not saying that every single Ryan White Act service agency is the culprit or that currently are operating on the paradigm model that must change. As well, I am saying that this change may have already transgressed at one agency nearby that I have in fact been in correspondence to. But that they have never truly explained. My first interaction with them was to explain their Glassdoor review. They have let it unsaid and untold they have actually made a change. I am still here interfaced to them, because they are the only ones who are actually truly interfaced to the digital world with a single person responsible for digital content is manager. I mentioned her in my meeting with you. There is absolutely no excuse left for the social service side of these conditions to allow this conspiracy paradigm to continue. For what is captured of today's research in social science to the cause and effect of loss of hashtag social trust is seriously grave. That has generated a wicked problem that social services is unwilling to actually acknowledge is frightening to what level this conspiracy actually is holding on to not be told. I am going to quote something that I wrote many years ago. You can find it posted at WikiWorld here. On their homepage, main page accreditation to my appearance on that side reflects. In the mind way, thinking in mimetic life without the brainbuster terms. The pathway that the mind travels. We know it exists today because so many of us have personally experienced it and speak about it with face-to-face language. We have it, but it has an unusual characteristic that provides no means of a historical chronicle should it decay to ruins. It is silent to our ears, no audio recording can exist. It is invisible to our eyes, no photographs can be taken. Can't touch it, no smell or taste. It does exist and what exists around our world usually follows either natural effects of time decay and withering away by accidental or hostile acts of destruction. Should it disappear, it will be lost. An individual human thought. Monday, October 14, 1996, 7:48 p.m. Pacific Time. The birth of, in the Mindway. Mr. Maynard, once again you cannot change me to mold me to not see the truth that is actually hidden, by way of mimetics pattern recognition, there is a conspiracy here to not acknowledge a big huge secret in social services upon the Ryan White Care Act agencies. Don't insult my intelligence and not actually advocate for me and allow this conspiracy to continue one more day than it must. Anyone acting strangely from normalcy of behavior is aware of the underlying conditions of this wicked problem conspiracy. It is not typical to just ignore a problem as huge as this one really is and not respond a concern or care to a client. It is not normal to just go unanswered. It is not normal to be silenced. It is not normal to not have a voice in these matters. That is not normal behavior. Or at least not the standard that should be accepted. I don't accept it. Just for your information about meme and mimetics. The answer, meme, was the TV show's Final Jeopardy answer on Final Jeopardy, Modern Words, February 23, 18, Fickle Fame. https://ficklefame.com/final-jeopardy-2-23-18/. February 23, 2018 and an infectious idea, call it a viral meme, may leap from mind to the best Final Jeopardy answer in history, spiciest meme lord Lily Chin. Final Jeopardy, Modern Words, February 23, 18. Today's Final Jeopardy question, February 23, 2018, in the category, Modern Words, was in 1994 Wired Mag. Described this four-letter word as an idea leaping, from mind to mind, as viruses leap from body to body. Please do not insult my intelligence. If there was a field study science taught mimetics, I would have a master's degree in it. Someday soon I hope, but for now, know I am watching you to do the right thing. You are being watched. This applies to http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo, I know what you did, time for an 180 degree walk with me into a change of priorities. It is too awesomely massive to not be named this, massive mischievous marvel of molding muck in a journal to Dr. Howard Newsom of FAP in 2007 that is documented on the web. You guys can't fool me. I know what it takes to document the truth onto the web that can't be removed by content removal requests. Because it is the truth. A mental health welfare check visit from San Diego County. https://groups.google.com/forum/#!! Topic, local HIV community Oaklandka. June 11, 2007. You just cannot attempt to mold me into your dim-witted universe. To be part of a massive mischievous marvel of molding muck story. Horwitz CC, Howard Newsom, PhD, Bill Hirsch, Exector, Local HIV Com. And now we are recycling this hate agenda paradigm against me, a delay now of over a year, with FAP that I detached services for because of loss of confidence and loss of trust that your side of this, the social service side, will actually come out of the darkness secret and acknowledge me correctly and do something correct and right for a change. These two tweets are on Twitter regarding my openness to solve these matters of wicked problem conspiracy, and that on Twitter I have, if you notice, also attached I-2013 the highest authority of our country, the President of the United States at the time, Barack Obama. I am not going to sit down and shut the fuck up, you all hear me. By the way, the standards of the use of the fuck word in correspondence relates that on LinkedIn, you can find the word assigned to actual company names, like fuck cancer, fuck yeah astrophysics, and fucked up design. So if you are insulted or offended by the use of the word, you are insulted of offended by an old standard and nothing should be offended now. Good day on that subject that suspended unjustly my services from http://rockymountaincares.fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo, for that was the reason offered in their letter of suspension. Bull fucking snit. You all are hiding conspiracy and you all know it. You all should be ashamed of yourselves. You guys will go to any extreme to not acknowledge the truth and your responsibility in it. James Driscoll at grew up the 22nd of January 2013. Replying to at Barack Obama. At Barack Obama Mr. Prez, I have quoted these but still have not found resolve. Please see red attached IMG doc with NXT replies. James Driscoll at grew up the 9th of August 2013. Name of this image is AHFHIV chart commented at massive mischievous marvel of molding muck.jpg. It's time to break this conspiracy, don't you think? https://news.yale.edu/2016/02/03/study-shows-direct-link-between-state-spending-habits-and-aids-deaths. Study shows direct link between state spending habits and AIDS deaths. By Rosalind D. Eugenio. February 3, 2016. Test test. Despite considerable advances in the prevention and treatment of HIV, AIDS over the past 30 years, HIV infection rates have remained stagnant in the United States for the past decade. A study by researchers at the Yale Global Health Leadership Institute, GHLI, examines links between spending on social services and public health and AIDS deaths in the United States. The study was published online in the journal AIDS. Excerpted here, I am currently in inadequate housing, currently have no reliable doctor interface, not faults because of me, but faults because of the social service side of these equations, this is wrong. Previous research has demonstrated that insufficient income, limited transportation, inadequate housing, and food insecurity can limit access to an ongoing engagement in the care and treatment of people living with HIV and AIDS, as well as their adherence to medical routines. The Yale GHLI study is the first to establish a significant association between state-level social services investments and clinical health outcomes for people at risk of HIV infection or for those living with HIV, AIDS. This work defines an element, often missing from health policy discussions, in improving outcomes for this important population and underscores the importance of social factors in affecting health outcomes both for people at risk of becoming infected with HIV and for those living with HIV or AIDS, said the researchers. HIV and AIDS still affect a significant percentage of our population. We need to do something different to reach those people who are not being treated and to generally prevent new infections. Perhaps analyzing where money is being spent is the start for new ways to address HIV, says Talbert Slagle. Do something right for a change, okay. You cannot change or mold me against my nature to hold a secretive conspiracy that is harming the community. Sincerely, your assessment of effectiveness in client services, client. James Martin Driscoll. Note the URLs are valid in these links. I expect you to follow up with actually linking to this. These have spoken voice text narrative interface for convenience of time. If you can multitask like me, you can listen to them while you have your lunch break and eating. Or as you fall to sleep. I don't care, you need to listen to these. This to Bonnie Flippin, Ryan White Program Administration Supervisor of San Bernardino County. TXT, being yourself is more than enough. HTML the 9th of July 2018 23:13:75 k. This to the District Attorney of San Bernardino County. TXT, Gmail, my best foot forward, a matter of truth and trust that is absolute. HTML the 21st of July 2018 2:38:78 k. Read on below. Spoken voice narrative note. The CC, list below is very extensive. Please wait through this reading list for the main focused address of this email. Thank you. End note. Forwarded message. From Martin J. Driscoll, less than in the mind way at gmail.com. Date Wednesday, August 1st, 2018 at 1:03 p.m. Subject: Building new commitments of hashtag social trust in our communities. This should be an interesting email for you to overview. A reply is expected but not required. Disclosure of intent for use of subjects article to produce animated spoken voice video content. Crazy Talk Animator on YouTube is project intended for creations. 2. mfriedenberg at gmail.com. CC, Maritza Tona, Exec Director, FAP 180 Degrees About Face. mtona at fapinfo.org. Sulo, Digital Content Manager, Desert AIDS Project, SLO at desertaidsproject.org. Michael Muller, Patient Experiences Manager, Desert AIDS Project, Uller at desertaidsproject.org. Chief Executive Officer, Daryl J. Vigil Mbaugh, daryl.vigil at coloradohealthnetwork.org. Angela Keaty, Angelak at coloradohealthnetwork.org. Key, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Student number 0001 awesome. BlackMeat6969 at yahoo.com, Sammy Francher, First Night Lion, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Student number 0002 awesome. Sodavine7546360 at gmail.com, hash timothy.earl.marable, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Student number 0003 awesome. Timothyrels at yahoo.com, William Jamal Wilson, First Lion Without Need of Pledge, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Student number 0005 awesome. WillWilson003 at gmail.com, Chris, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Student number 0004 awesome. You can write him too at gmail.com, Samuel Jesse Grew Up Pledge Lion Martinez, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy, student number 0001A awesome. Smartinez.07 panboy at gmail.com, Rachel hashtag cromobone L Griffin, Rachel at thislawfirm.com, hash jonathan.arellano-jackson, hashtag cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov, Dr. Mirza, Smirza at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Bonnie at Relapuman, Hashnasorama-Guardianship at GrewUpFlippin, Administrative Supervisor, webdomains/@dph.spounty.gov/public-health-opening-square-bracket, Ryan-White-Program-closing-square-bracket, lesthanbillypin@dph.spounty.gov, Rosalind.diugenio@yale.edu, Jim Whitescarver, jimscarver@gmail.com, supervisorgonzales@sbcounty.gov. Mama, Roni Derskill, FireDancer42@hotmail.com, Dennis Driscoll, SVT Cobraman at AOL.com, Debbie Kick, Debrakick at ad.net, Susan Moore, Program Director, Stagecoach Drop-In Center, Laramie County Center at peakwellnesscenter.org, Eric Mayer at deadhead.org, Joy Badwound, jbadwound@gmail.com, JB, joyboy29 at yahoo.com, Alan Mayfield, drago78@gmail.com, Michael Catron, wavewpelotokin@yahoo.com, Mike Check at arcw.org, Cinnamon, The Spice of Life to Makes Nice, Romeo, cinnamon@rockymountaincares.org. Jason Wilhelm, japewilhelm1986@gmail.com, Bethany Barbosa, Case Manager at dbh.sbcounty.gov, bbarbosa@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Anthony Brazier, Housing Coordinator, abrazier@fapinfo.org, Blythe Rayford, joyfulstep63@gmail.com, isaacjackson.phd@gmail.com, Jackson, isaacjackson@gmail.com, Melissa Guerrero and Clayton Advocacy for James M. Driscoll, dbhrbest@dbh.sbcounty.gov, Human First Male Second Deputy Sheriff Third Terry at Grew Up Clinkhart, clinkhart@sbcsd.org, David Tapscott, mrapide@yahoo.com. Daryl Johnson, daryl.johnson1@q.com, greater than, enable@un.org, greater than, cberglu@gmail.com, support@myhiveteam.com, rnewells@apeb.org, Wendy Jackson, Exector, info@eocp.net, jamie villalobos@coloradohealthnetwork.org. My name is James Driscoll. I am reaching out as a cold contact because your email address appears at the bottom of webpage. https://www.mfriedenberg.com/as/that/webpage relates to building new forms of social trusts and social capital in our communities. This email is not spam. There is only one version of this email written. It is written in original form scripting on August 1, 2018. This date being one full month prior to my 53rd birthday on September 1, 2018. No other copy, paste of this content will be served for any other purpose. There is only one remittance copy of 2, and CCS and perhaps BCCS being sent. For what is being first person expressed to you should also be first person expressed upon these copied contacts of trusted network identities, perhaps friends, perhaps foes, definitely family and contacts of my prior efforts. You may use the reply to all for a confirmation that this collective group sharing IDs, individually selected, has a purpose of usage. That is for the intention of common expression ideals that I actually create an affirmative connective communication channel that is not ignored to a silenced expressive oblivion. That seems to be the typical response of undeserved results poorly affecting our communities, an illness of mindsets that we can't be bothered by these highly imperative relations. There is only one respect of honor to not disregard this email as trash. As it should reflect, it is not trash. It therefore does not deserve to be auto-placed into your spam folder nor auto-think to hit the delete key button on this email received into your inbox. Please respond that you have captured this email and its importance onto our communities and the universe in whole. That would request a polite response that is graciously requested from me upon you. This to confirm that you have received this email and have read it complete. Nothing further is requested of you. That is the minimum that I request and expect upon this correspondence. A disclosure of use of materials for public sharing is enclosed. If you do not respond, there is no obligation placed upon me that restricts my use of your materials that I must receive prior approval of fair use of these copyrighted materials. This so that we reaffirm these sharing importance that you might also hold in this regard. It is this importance that I proceed without authorized approval anyway, no matter what my stated intentions will be followed through. I do request a more comprehensive review of my community sharing media materials and discussion matters. This requires that I beckon your extension time beyond reading this email. Your time is precious and I promise I am not a time waster to complain against all odds of contention. These are topic matters of complexity and there is no other way but completeness to a whole upon these related matters of concern. I hope you share my concern of our community the way you seem to express it on your presentations to the public. Thank you kindly. You are welcome and I provide you the approval to share this email out to others, as you deem appropriate. I hope that this email is received graciously appreciative to common work ideals of defining the importance of hashtag social trust, what role it plays in cause and effect in our communities, and what factors can be placed into retrospective and perspective changes so we are not continuing to decline our society and communities to an eventual collapse and annihilation. We are at a crossroads that there is a edge of a cliff ready, willing and able of opportunity to either step back and walk into a different direction, or we step off that cliff to our collective doom. That cliff is at our footsteps. We must tread lightly to do the corrective adaptive changes needed. Imperatively needed this paradigm shift change of thinking. The introduction of this email reflects that most ignore these imperatives and don't challenge themselves from their lazy-minded way of living. Frankly, I am at a disgust of others, some out here that have been mind-altered to protect the haters collective elites instead of bearing this truth forward and doing the right thing for a change. For I have been through torment times, embarking on attempting to portray these truths about social trust for over 10 full years. This leading to hate campaigns and 2 separate cause actions against me to their endgame leading to evictions and 2 case housings documented to the web. Their endgame plan retaliation against me was the removal of my presence from communities that I was attempting to empower change. I own some intellectual property holdings of internet domains since 2005 to the proof that I am actually telling the wholeness facts upon these matters, even if just now the scientific research study results are affirming and confirming these same truths research study result after result after result. I am right. I have been right. They have been wrong. But no one seems to want to pay attention. I am a man on a soapbox, lonely and crying and weeping sadness today. For no one really wants to save our social trust factors in our collective sharing communities. Not one person in the universe of all except my very own mother has found themselves to commit to this adaptive corrective fix of this problem upon me. This includes not even my brother Dennis nor my nephew David. His son, nor other extended family members such as my cousin Debbie, some of which stand status is being blocked on Facebook for damned common insanity reasons. This commitment in support for me and against them. They the haters will not be allowed to win again and time again and time again. I am ready for suicide or a change of my United States citizenry to some other country that is less corrupt of these factors and listens to me for a change. They will not protect and allow the haters to win at all cost of our collective sanity. Frankly, I am still pressing forward but really I do deserve apology for their misdeeds against me. Will that happen? Most likely not, but time here to reflect upon these words written today has foundation that I will survive maybe. But not fully intact. Still wise and guidance my moral conscience. But my life is not fully intact. I tell you that I am beat down to the core, ill and tired of this insanity I have lived through. If this insanity was not present, I would have been making different life choices that has been removed from my option for over 10 full years. This is absolutely a wrong paradigm of circumstances to allow to continue. At this point in time in 2018, my life path has been substantially altered to have been ruined by others of hate into a coarse gutter of an ugliness result. Hope is an expression of feeling, and loss of hope is frankly the next stage of this for me. If I can't be myself to express these truths without the haters coming out of the darkness to disrupt and disturb me, my mission work, of peace building. I have been on this mission work since the registration of my internet domains in 2005. But no one is telling me, they respect me, they honor me, they listen to me, and unite a spark of hope of change that I see there is a difference of living free of the haters' collective elites. What I tell you here is the absolute 100% documented record of truth. As an almost 53-year-old gay man living with HIV, AIDS disease since my discovery of my condition in September 1999, I am suffering from being silenced to not having a community voice and a disenfranchisement of my inalienable rights to the pursuit of happiness. I am not the only one that does not have a voice in these regards. There are many others actually that I am holding respect to represent among our community that are holding on my network in real name forms. For these persons, I am separated from Denver friends found unity in the messages I was bringing forward. I am standing strong representing those who are in vulnerability of disastrous life living outcomes to then be undeserving of death from HIV, AIDS disease. Yes, people still die from this condition. Yale University study on state spending and AIDS deaths. Please don't think me a fool or disregard these truths. I and those I represent is vulnerable to this wicked problem upon the social services care network nationally systemic to then to be a causality of preventable circumstances to lose the battle to death the haters allowed to win from a conflict of interest system of management in the Ryan White Care Act formation time frame that should not be a conflict of public interest in the first place. There is a big, huge secret that is not being told. This is a wicked problem to not be able to fix. The Wikipedia article mentions HIV, AIDS specifically in the citation examples section. We have a problem that the social service agency side of this wicked problem is unwilling to acknowledge and take responsibility to these circumstances. HIV, AIDS deaths are the result of this silence. This is bull fucking shit, and you all addressed in the CC, of this email know it. Deaths are the result of this conspiracy silence. Acknowledge me correctly and don't insult my intelligence one more time. Wicked problem. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Jump to navigation, jump to search. A wicked problem is a problem that is difficult or impossible to solve because of incomplete, contradictory, and changing requirements that are often difficult to recognize. The use of the term, wicked, here has come to denote resistance to resolution, rather than evil. 1. Another definition is, a problem whose social complexity means that it has no determinable stopping point. 2. Moreover, because of complex interdependencies, the effort to solve one aspect of a wicked problem may reveal or create other problems. The phrase was originally used in social planning. Its modern sense was introduced in 1967 by C. West Churchman in a guest editorial. Churchman wrote in the journal Management Science, 3, responding to a previous use of the term by Horst Riddle. Churchman discussed the moral responsibility of operations research to inform the manager in what respect our solutions have failed to tame his wicked problems. Riddle and Melvin M. Weber formally described the concept of wicked problems in a 1973 treatise contrasting wicked problems with relatively tame, soluble problems in mathematics, chess, or puzzle solving. 4. Examples. Classic examples of wicked problems include economic, environmental, and political issues. A problem whose solution requires a great number of people to change their mindsets and behavior is likely to be a wicked problem. Therefore, many standard examples of wicked problems come from the areas of public planning and policy. These include global climate change, 7, natural hazards, healthcare, the AIDS epidemic, pandemic influenza, international drug trafficking, nuclear weapons, nuclear energy, waste and social injustice. In recent years, problems in many areas have been identified as exhibiting elements of wickedness. Examples range from aspects of design decision-making and knowledge management, 8 to business strategy. 9. For what I should be embarking is an impactful cohesive expression connection among community and it is unwise to not be paying attention to me because I know I am right about these subjects for over 10 full years now as I sit here in my family childhood home since I was age 5 in San Bernardino CA. I write out to you today. You may have heard of San Bernardino since December of 2015. Yes, it is that San Bernardino that I am forced to be living in because the haters have been allowed to win and I have the casualties of my housing independence options forced to live sheltered by family as a person living with disability instead of successful ways of living, breathing, in what were declared inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That happiness is not at my reach if the current state of affairs is not substantially altered. but that is not your responsibility upon me. But frankly, you deserve to know the truth of what should be a complete embarrassment of social service agencies region-to-region-to-region showing on employee-to-employer reviews on Glassdoor. I speak the truth of a moral injustice put upon me and put against the community of others that is provable showing on Glassdoor. I did not make up this conspiracy. Their continued hate agenda for them to hold a secret of hashtag conspiracy exposed in HIV, AIDS social services that should be placed to the status of hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates gossip. Glassdoor reviews, image proofs, Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project, Cascade AIDS Project, Portland Oregon Regional Service Area, Desert AIDS Project, and spoken voice narrative correction change address to Glassdoor organization. Content directory, letter of fact conspiracy exposed.mp3, to Glassdoor, Ray Ryan White Curry Act HIV AIDS Service Agencies.mp3, other regions research, DIR, HIV AIDS Services Organizations Employer Views. Please do not insult my intelligence and tell me that this conclusion of hashtag conspiracy exposed is not accurate to the facts showing disclosed against the Ryan White Care Act of Social Service Agencies nationally systemic. That is all that I will write on the subjects of haters being allowed to win over me. Of course this email has hyperlinks to content on the web, some of which are extensive to watch or listen to. I beg your pardon of time to actually follow through with each of these linking presentations. Required to the state of truth trust that I am actually telling the truth and they have been the deceitful hater liars in charge leadership of the HIV, AIDS communities region to region to region. I want to bring you up into the researched social science deliverance of truth and media presentations and software technologies that I am utilizing to create media presentations. This I have had to reach out to create a vision expression to form a bonding truth of better tomorrows even when there is still lost hope and faith that anything better can be the change that is needed, that is required upon others in our collective work group communities. I express the truth and the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, truth of deliverance of life circumstances. Will you unite with me in an impressive ideal of peace building? Or will you two join the haters' collective elites and allow the haters to win at all cost against the social trust of our communities? Note the addressing URLs of attached media from my domains in this email is direct name binding web presence technology addressing prefixed as http://mfriedenberg.com, content direct reference URL.net. There is absolutely nothing wrong done here by this addressing, actually everything done here may be a technology affiliation placed, similarly used as internal subset social media domain platforms defined technology usage is name tagging, which is domain free cybernet wide for rational thinking considerations of change. These do not require an internet naming ID to be binded content to the appreciation of this content email deliverance. Your prefixed name presence binding used above are these expressively purposed URLs also text shown obscured in the displayed text copy please use mouse over to show the actual URL defined that are similarly defined addressing technology as direct name binding, or tagging, web presence usage here that is purposed in this email. These are very much real and different for domain 2, great reasons this will unite peace, and domain 3 and perhaps domain 4 and domain 5, a, school destination. Please do not question my resolve of these matters. This technology active for this sharing intention is absolute reality working technology that anyone is free to use as well on our informational society universe. This technology adaption has been active on my internet domains for over full 10 years and is absolutely nothing new. It is freely granted and offered as open definable namespace in the subdomain technology value fields for any deemed purpose of goodness that can be granted by this binding trust network. Full, http://firstname-middle-lastname. Can be used as well and I have done such coding to the binding presence of prior efforts of web content that is indexed to search engines. All so far that I receive is blocking, hate placed back upon me to be treated as a pariah, further loss of trust against common decency, and a silenced voice of community social trust concerns. Wrong 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 to continue. For my trust network is represented by the creature presence is a pride of lions. Link to, http://gvanchi.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, First Night Lion, SoundCloud Skip Marley Lion's Music Media Play, and http://gvanchi.gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, First Night Lion, YouTube, YouTube Music Media with lyrics, we are tired of lies, tired of lies. TXT, being yourself is more than enough. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/loss-social-trust-trust-quotients-within-our-leads-gun-james-driscoll/. http://linkedin.com/lossoffsocialtrust.adencre.gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /053-patapo/053-patapo.png http://linkedin.com/lossoffsocialtrust.adencre.gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /053-patapo/053-patapo.png. Loss of hashtag social trust within our communities leads to violence, mass shootings and general social breakdown. Published on July 4, 2018. James Driscoll. James Driscoll, owner, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, 11 articles. DIR, hash. If you are browsing this domain, click here for info. Introduction, the 31st of July 2018 6:11. Click image link to autoplay this playlist presentation. Image.png. Click image link to autoplay this playlist presentation. Sincerely written to first person to M. Friedenberg for the work of building social trust in our communities. It is my intention to create one more final emphasis crazy talk animation presentation media for change of focus priority content you have presented in article posting. http://cityobservatory.org/envisioning-more-cohesive-communities/. Introduction heading excerpted provided here. Envisioning More Cohesive Communities. By Joe Courtright. The 7th of October 2018. What aspects of the built environment give rise to greater social trust? We are pleased to offer a guest commentary today from M. Friedenberg. M. is a recent graduate of the University of Oregon, who studied urban design. Her recent research project provides some compelling illustrations of some of the key building blocks for the kind of urban fabric that both denote and encourage more cohesive communities and socioeconomic mixing. By M. Friedenberg, how does sharing a public space affect our trust in one another? How can the shape of that space build or destroy that trust? As a kid growing up in Portland, Oregon, I noticed my community's distrust but never thought about its link to the built environment. This all changed after I spent a year studying in Copenhagen, Denmark. Copenhagen is famously one of the happiest cities in the world, with rates of bicycling that American cities can't even conceptualize. There, parents leave their sleeping babies in strollers outside cafes, and women roam the city at night with confidence. At home in Portland, we locked our doors even when we were only in the backyard, and I felt uncomfortable walking the deserted streets after dark. This incredible trust entranced me, and I found myself mourning the U.S.'s miserable levels, and wondering how we could change. M. Friedenberg's poster of design for inclusion, detail. Who am I? James Martin Driscoll, San Bernardino, CA, USA, Planet Earth. August 1, 2018. 34 degrees 09, 03.5 North, 117 degrees 18 minutes 40.25 seconds West. http://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site/ This would be me. Image.png snapshot of business live website page predominate message displayed. At gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference peacebuilding website headquarters. Truly spiritual paths all meet in the middle, showing symbols of major religions of the world circled around a red heart-shaped symbol for love. Compared to the haters collective elite that would be them. https://denver-colorado-aids-project.business.site/. Image.png snapshot of business live website page predominate message displayed. Emoji, loud crying face. Denver Colorado AIDS Project, hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates ASAP. A QR scan code is viewable to be scannable from this page. That QR code decodes to this URL. http://meme.gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference /%23chromobone-the.good/fatimo.adon@coloradohealthnetwork.org/okincircumaran.grant-%23herifouryouknow-fatimo.adon.mp3.